You're listening to Morning Edition in Philadelphia. It's 6:31. I'm Jennifer Lynn, WHYY News. A conservative group is trying to get nearly 800,000 voters removed from the voter rolls in Pennsylvania. The nonprofit Judicial Watch has filed a lawsuit against state officials in three large southeastern counties, Bucks, Chester, and Delaware, for what it says is insufficient voter roll maintenance. WHYY's Katie Meyer reports opponents say the effort could disenfranchise voters.
It's a worst-case scenario for a voter. You show up to your polling place on election day, give your name, but are told you're not on the rolls. You know you're registered. You know you're in the right precinct. So what do you do now? Vic Volchek, an attorney with Pennsylvania's ACLU chapter, says it's not unprecedented.
In our election protection efforts, and especially in 2018, we worked with a number of people who went to their polling locations and were told that there's no registration.
Volchek and other voting rights advocates are worried that if states clean their voting rolls more aggressively, more people will be at risk of being mistakenly cleared off. But Judicial Watch disagrees. Its president, Tom Fitton, says it's a matter of state law.
The law requires states to take proactive measures to register people to vote. The mirror of that in the law is that they take reasonable steps to clean up the rolls.
Fitton didn't give any specific examples of voter fraud and declined to share the group's exact methodology. He said only that Judicial Watch had compared registration data against overall population and found that Bucks, Chester, and Delaware counties likely have too many people registered to vote. In their rebuttals, Department of State and county officials disputed Judicial Watch's numbers and maintained they're well within state and federal law. As it stands, it's unlikely Judicial Watch's lawsuit will impact the November election. The middle district judge overseeing the case has delayed all action on it until the election is finished. Katie Meyer, WHYY News.